Welcome to the Gordons and Gods podcast, with all the fun facts about myths from across the world. As always, I'm your host, Eric, and now it's time to dive into the land of the gods. Throughout this first season of the podcast, we will discuss everything about Greek myth. And in today's episode, we will discuss the most underrated, yet surprisingly important, of all the gods, Hestia. Before I begin, I have a disclaimer. There are suggestions of sexual assault in this episode. There is nothing graphic, of course. It is just a suggestion and it comes up, so please be aware. Hestia was born as the first child of the Titan Cronos and Rhea. Hestia was one of the original six Olympians and was swallowed by her father Cronos as soon as she was born. After a while of living inside of Cronos' stomach undigested, Zeus came and fed Cronos a potion, which made him throw up, and this allowed Hestia and her siblings to escape from Cronos' stomach. In the War of the Titanomachy and the Genotomachy, Hestia is rarely mentioned by old Greek poets. It is only after the Wars of the Gods that Hestia became a widely mentioned and well-known god. The first story where Hestia plays a key role is just after the war with Typhon. Both the gods Poseidon and Apollo ask for her hand in marriage. However, she rejects both of them and takes an oath in the presence of Zeus to remain an eternal virgin in order to administer her duties over the hearth and home. Poseidon and Apollo actually take this rejection pretty well. They both take oaths that same day in order to protect Hestia and to guard her virginity. After these oaths, Zeus gave Hestia the duties of guarding the hearth, the home, the eternal fire, and matters of family life. It was said that Hestia's hearth burned forever, and if it ever went out, all the fires on earth would go out. This is why many Greeks sacrificed a portion of their food to a hearth dedicated to Hestia on earth. They believed the food would go up to Mount Olympus and would fuel her eternal hearth in order to keep the fires of the world burning. Hestia remains on the sideline of most Greek mythology. However, there is one dramatic story where Hestia is mentioned. It was the day when Rhea had a great feast and where Hestia's virginity was almost taken away. All the gods and goddesses attended this great party. There was tons of drinking and celebrating, and all the satyrs and nymphs came. All the gods got very drunk and could barely even walk. Hestia had to leave the party, she was so drunk, and she went to take a nap on the grass in order to sober up. The satyr Priapus was wandering around trying to find some nymphs to have fun with, but then he found Hestia asleep on the grass. Priapus undressed and laid down next to Hestia. But Priapus's donkey came up behind him. The donkey's name was Silenus, and this donkey let out a loud bray. This bray woke Hestia, and she saw Priapus, and she immediately alerted all the other gods. Poseidon and Apollo, remembering their vow, came to Priapus and beat him to a little pulp. Although Hestia is rarely seen in many ancient stories and myths in Greek and Roman mythology, if we look closely into the ancient Greek and Roman religion and her standing in a religious standpoint, Hestia could be seen as the most important of all Greek gods. Every ancient Greek home had a hearth which was dedicated to the goddess Hestia, and every meal they would burn part of their food as an offering to Hestia. And in order to burn offerings to other gods, they first had to pray to Hestia to give the offering to the other gods through her hearth. Thus, in order to pray to Zeus or any of the other gods or make a sacrifice, they first had to pray to Hestia. Although there aren't many temples or statues of Hestia in ancient Greece, thank you for once again joining me in this week's episode of the Gorgons and Gods podcast. As always, I have been your host, Eric, here with everything on mythology. Please consider following and sharing with all your friends. If you enjoyed what you learned here today, then stick around. because in the next weekend episode, we will continue going through every major and minor god of Olympus. And the next week's episode is on the goddess Demeter.